Wise Girl podcast. Yeah, this is probably the first time I'm filming this, and yeah, welcome all the Taimes, I guess we call ourselves, even though the saying is actually quite not nice, I guess, in Taiwan. But look, hey, we're just gonna call ourselves Taimes. but yeah, welcome. Yes, my name is Diana, and I am 29 years old. I am a Taurus and moon rising in Cancer. I live in Brisbane, Australia. So I'm technically Taiwanese Australian, but then I'm also New Zealand Taiwanese because I was born in Auckland. And yeah, at a very young age. But I've only been back to Taiwan, I guess, to study from grade 1 to 3, and then we moved back from Taiwan back to Auckland, and then Auckland to Brisbane, and then I stayed here since grade 4. So I went through all my primary school, my middle school, high school, uni, yeah. But welcome, no matter if you're Taiwanese, Chinese, Cantonese, Malaysian, you know, all types of Asian are all welcome to this podcast. Obviously, any Australians, anyone that isn't Asian, also welcome. So, yeah, I thought to introduce myself, and I've always been wanting to do a podcast for a while now, actually. And there's a lot of experience that I've been through being a Taiwanese Australian, and the circle is quite small, I would say, in Australia, especially Brisbane. I'm not too sure about Melbourne or Sydney because I personally never really lived there before, but I would say that my experience living in Brisbane amongst the Taiwanese, like, I guess, group, yeah, it's quite close-knit. I personally have a close-knit of friends that are also Taiwanese. Shout out to my best friends, you know who you are. Yeah, and I am currently also, I'm married as well, and I'm currently a project coordinator. That's my role. We're definitely gonna delve deep into that career expectation as a Asian family. I think a lot of Asians out there can relate to me. When you're the first generation immigrant to any sort of country, I think, you know, your family-wise definitely want you to do well, and you definitely get that pressure from your parents to do either, you know, engineering, medicine, dentistry, you know, all of the classics you can think of. My job is definitely not the typical Asian jobs that you would actually, you know, most family don't. I mean, a lot of my friends are in health. You know, one of my best friend, she's an optometrist. My other one is a radiologist. I have a few friends is also doctors. I'm definitely the outlier out of all my friends, I swear. But, you know, hey, you know, it just represents those Asians out there who isn't following that classic route into health. I'm just not a health girly. Come on, guys. Like, I mean, I'm just not into health. I'm more so that kind of like organization, I would say I'm very highly organized. Like, I really like to plan things. I looked into event planning, but I got to be realistic. I got to do a job that, you know, I'm great at organization. So I think that's why I chose to become a project coordinator. And obviously, I worked my way up to that role, but, you know, we can cover that in another episode. I think that episode alone would be quite interesting to talk about, and I really like to know what you guys experience as an Asian living in Australia, and, you know, especially being that first generation immigrant. Even if you're not, I feel like a lot of that expectation do apply to other families out there who has been here for over like many generations, which I have a lot of Viet friends and Filo friends, and they have a massive close knit of communities. And, you know, we're not that far off. I mean, we're all Asians, and I think, you know, Asian parents, they're a interesting type. They are. I mean, I love them. They are the best. I think my family, or my parents in general, compared to a lot of my other Asian friends, are a little bit different, which we can cover on that as well. Yeah, and I guess just growing up in Australia, especially when you're not born. I mean, I was born in Auckland. Oh, sorry about that. I was born in Auckland, and my first language is technically English, but I didn't really learn. I mean, I learned my foundation language in Taiwan, so I would say my foundation is technically Chinese or Mandarin, you would say. So, and a little bit more background from where I am from Taiwan. So I'm from Kaohsiung, represents. Everyone's from Taipei, and I don't know why. Every one of my Taiwanese friend are from Taipei. And I'm from Kaohsiung. So, and if for anyone you know, for anyone out there that knows Taiwan, like the map of Taiwan, Kaohsiung is like at the very, very, very south of the country or the island, and then Taipei is the capital city. So Taipei is at the very north. So yeah, very different. I would say Kaohsiung is a little bit like more like Brisbane, I would say, and then Taipei, if I need to, if I use an analogy, I would say it's more a bit more like maybe like Sydney and Melbourne combined. Like it's a little bit, like it's more busier. That's for sure. It's a little busier. But yeah, Kaohsiung's more like, the weather's very similar. I think that's why my parents moved us to Brisbane, to sunny old Queensland, and not Melbourne or Sydney, even though my dad actually graduated from Melbourne University when he was in his early 20s. But I think the weather is just, anyone who's from Melbourne knows that the weather in Melbourne, you can experience four seasons in one day, which I have experienced whenever I go to Melbourne. So it's quite moody. Yeah, and I just yeah, and also for me to the goal for me to start this podcast really is just to I just want to build a community. Like I feel like Asians growing up in Australia is definitely not like it's definitely like there are podcasts out there that talks about it, but I don't really see much of like Taiwanese girl. Or just the Taiwanese growing up in Australia or just in any other country. Maybe more so in America, but in Australia, I definitely did some digging and not much, not specifically Taiwanese. And also with me, I'm not like a traditional Taiwanese either. Like my husband's Australian. Like I'm not married into like another Asian family. So I have perspective on like two different cultures. And I think when I growing up here, I didn't really, I mean, I did immerse myself with the Taiwanese group for a while. However, I think when I was in high school, I went to boarding school. Yeah, so that was another experience. Like I went to boarding school, and back then, the boarding school that I went to, there was only like two other Taiwanese girl in my school, and they were both older than me, so I didn't really get to hang out with them much, even though the only time that we do hang out is like after school and during dinner, we'll sit together, maybe breakfast, like things like that. And so I really have to immerse myself in that different culture like really quickly. Although my parents did give me a choice. They were like, "Do you want to stay home or do you want to go to boarding school?" And I was like, I don't want to live with you, mum and dad. See ya. I want to go live with the girls. It's a little bit like a sorority house, but not really. Like we're pretty tamed, but we still did activities and things like that. So yeah, that was pretty funny. So my mum was like, "Oh, okay. If you want to go to boarding school, sure, you can do whatever that you're happy." So yeah, so my mum and dad sent me to boarding school. And yeah, there was only two other Taiwanese girl there. So yeah, I really emerged into the culture quite quickly. I think not only just that, I think even when I graduated high school, I was still quite like part of that Taiwanese group because I did went to Chinese school. Yeah, for all of you out there who are who are the first immigration family? Well, you are the first generation immigrants. Like it's just like every Sunday you go to Chinese school without a doubt. Your parents, like for those out there, the parents who can't speak proper English, they do not want you to forget how to speak Chinese or even write or read. So my mom was super adamant. She's like, you are going to a Sunday Chinese school every Sunday for half a day. So that's exactly what I've done. And to be honest, I have to really thank my mom now, because knowing how to speak Mandarin fluently and able to read is definitely beneficial. And to be able to read to read and speak two languages is kind of cool. Like, I think, yeah, it's pretty cool. So yeah, so I have my mom to thank for that. But also, yeah, I think just to come back to different cultures. Yeah, so I, after high school, I was still quite involved with the Taiwanese group that I was hanging out with at the time from Chinese school. But then, you know, as we all grow up and, you know, we grow into our own different people, we meet different people in uni as well. I kind of separated from that group quite early on. I was never really immersed in it anyway, but you know, everybody knows each other. Like, it's just such a small group, in Brisbane. So in uni, how I said that I am not a health girly. Now, I was 17 when I graduated high school. So who knows what they want to do at 17? I definitely don't know. I feel like if I'm able to go back in time, I would definitely choose to do a gap year. I mean, like, it may not work on everyone, but I feel like it may work on me. I don't know. But then that's just me assuming, well, making an assumption. But yeah, so when I graduated high school, I had a family friend that my dad's really close with back in New Zealand, and she really inspired me to go for the nursing degree. And so that's exactly what I chose. I did my nursing degree, but I only did it for a year. And then my dad was like, oh, you know, you may have kids one day, you may get married. Why are you doing nursing? Like, you should do a job that you don't have to work late nights or early shifts and things like that. Like, obviously, Asian dad being concerned and protective, and me 17 not knowing what to do, I'm like, okay, what do you want me to do? And so my dad was like, oh, I have my friend, one of my friend's daughters doing podiatry in Adelaide. Why don't you look into doing podiatry? And so I'm like, oh, okay. I didn't really know podiatry much back then. I looked into it. It's about feet. It's about feet. And I'm like, oh, I mean, I'm not smart enough to do medicine. And I find a lot of the other health profession to be not my forte. And so, look, guys, I'll just be really honest here. I really have no clue. I do not know how my other friends in high school and my friends in Chinese school, I don't know how they were able to, I don't know how they know what they want to do. Maybe they don't. I mean, I might grab some of my best friends to come on to this podcast, and we might have a bit of a chat, but I feel like they just know. And then there's just me not knowing. I don't have a goal. You know, 1 year into nursing, I've changed degrees to podiatry at QUT. Now, anyway, I won't dive into too much about that, because that will be in its own podcast as it is. However, it's a pretty interesting journey, like my career and my studies and, you know, just everything in my early 20s. It's been quite interesting. It's not your typical traditional way of, I guess, being Asian, if that even makes sense. But you guys get my gist. It's not the most traditional path that I followed, compared to a lot of my other friends. Now, being said that, not that you have to compare yourself, but I'm just letting you guys know what my mindset was back then, you know, being 17 or 18, 19 when I got into podiatry. There was a lot of influence. Like, you compare yourself in your early teens and your early 20s. And obviously, I'm now going in like one, maybe a few months left. I'm turning 30 next year in May. Definitely a different perspective now. And I definitely grew into a more mature woman. I'm a married woman. You know, I know myself better. I feel more content with myself as I'm going into my 30s. So yeah, I think on that note, I'll wrap it up here. So this podcast, I'm going to be diving into a lot of different experience as Asians growing up, especially Taiwanese Asians.
or Taiwanese Australians, sorry, Taiwanese Australians in Brisbane, sunny Queensland. Definitely, yeah, I would love to see who listened to my podcast, and yeah, it would be really interesting to build a bit of a community in terms of talking about this. So, yeah. Anyway, I'm going to wrap this up right now. Stay tuned for my next episode. This is the kind of like introduction, not really the first episode. So I'm going to call this episode zero, and I'm going to call it introduction. But yeah, I'm going to call this podcast Tai Mei, and who is Taiwanese out there would understand that. But basically, it just means Taiwanese girl in Mandarin. So welcome. Come on the journey with me. Let's chat. Let's just talk. You can see me as your big sister. Yeah, I feel like I definitely experienced a lot. I can definitely put my two cents in some experience, not all, but some. So yeah, welcome, and I will talk to you guys next time. See ya.